Blog Talk Radio.
Show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air. And I will get you on the air. Also, those of you who are listening online via my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show. That way you'll get updates and show notes whenever I'm having a show. That way you won't miss a minute of the show. All right? Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me. Let's talk. Right? Now, today's show is sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your residential real estate needs, give Frank Williams a call. You can call me, that is. You can give me a call at 678-549-0274, or you can shoot me an email, frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. Whether you're buying, whether you're selling, or you know someone who's buying or selling, let's make some money together. I will put some cash in your pocket. Again, that's Frank Williams Realty. You can reach me at frankwilliams@kw.com. All right? Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Now, I'm probably going to be doing the show each day around this time, anywhere from 10:30 to 10:30 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I will be putting on a show, right? I will be putting on a show. Now, let's see. Before we get into today's show, all right, I wanted to talk a little bit about people who, fakers. Now, that was someone that was employed, and came into the plant, and they were saying that that he was a female, okay? But you could see that wasn't the case, that he was, to me, impersonating a female, right? He was impersonating a female, wearing the, you know, carrying a purse, wearing a long wig, supposedly got boobs, but no boobs, and real slight figure. Okay, and you know, some females with slight figures do have little plump boobs on them, right? But there was no plumpness anywhere with this guy. So there was a day when he had gone back and forth to the restroom, probably 3 or 4 times, right? Probably 3 or 4 times. So I went to check on him and see what was going on. You know what this dude told me? This dude told me that he's running back and forth to the restroom because he's having cramps. Now, I'm like, come on, man. You're not having any damn cramps. You're not a female. Now, I could see if he had said, my stomach's bothering me. I got to stay close to the restroom. Now, I understand that. But telling me you have cramps? That's a whole nother story, right? So, all I'm saying is this guy was faking who he was, okay? And so that's, you know, that was a problem. And then now he just up and quit the job, walked out, left at break time, didn't come back. And that's cool. People do that. That's your prerogative. But I'm just saying, you know, be straight up with people. You know, some people are trying to run businesses and you just up and walk out, not giving them any kind of warning or anything that you're going to be leaving. So it's just sad to me from what happened, because I put a little interest in this guy. I took care of him. Wasn't a bad worker. Okay? Wasn't a bad worker. Learned pretty fast. But walked out. Time invested. Okay? But that's just something I wanted to throw out there. Some of you guys train people and all this at work, and then they flake on you. Okay? That's because he was a faker from the start. Right? So, let's get into today's show. No more about that. Let's get into today's show. Today's show is entitled Getting Older. Getting Older. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. Now, here's the deal. I work with a lot of young people, and I understand when, you know, some of the things that these younger cats say. I was that age, okay? I was that age a while back, but I was that age as well. And, you know, I always tell the younger cats is that you better hope you get to be my age. And I hope that you get to be my age so that you can get this, not scrutiny, but labels putting on me. Calling me old head, all this stuff. That's, and it's cool because I did the same thing, right? Not thinking that I was going to get older. That I'd be somewhere in that situation in that time once I got older. And once you get older, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Once you start to get older and then you start to see gray hair. The gray hair that I have is my beard. I don't really have gray hair on the top of my head, but my beard, it'll grow in, which I let it grow in now. And my beard is salt and pepper, right? You start seeing gray hair. And then you put on a few pounds because your activity level isn't what it used to be. Man, I played sports all my life, and I really like hooping, basketball. I played, you know, recreation basketball growing up. I played high school basketball early in high school. I played, you know, what y'all might call junior varsity now. I played junior varsity, and then I went on to moved up to varsity basketball. Wanted to go to college and play basketball, but that didn't pan out for me. Okay? But as I go through the years and after college, I came home and started to get into playing basketball with some friends. Okay? Playing a couple of times a week. Playing basketball a couple of times a week. Tuesdays and Thursday nights. That's how I was able to keep the pounds off of me. Right? But now that I've gotten older and pretty much stopped playing, I've played maybe once in probably 5 years. Okay? That's really zero. So you start to put on some pounds. And the pounds don't you know, your body doesn't spread the pounds around. Right? They don't spread the pounds around proportionately to your body. Your body stacked those pounds right there around your waist, stomach. That's where the pounds are stacked. They stack the pounds right there in your midsection. They stack the pounds on your thighs. You see some women, they stack the pounds in their, in their butt area. You see the dimples in the butts. I mean, I'm not saying I'm looking at no naked women. I'm saying that some women wear these spandex pants or whatever they call them, and you can see the divots in there, right? And that's where the pounds go. The pounds go to your stomach, your butt, your thighs, and sometimes the little flab on your arms. I don't have that problem as far as the arms go. But I have put on pounds in my waist. Okay? Legs aren't as strong as they used to be. I still have strong legs. Could probably pump 300 pounds with my legs. Still have strong legs. But if you don't do it, if I don't pump 300 pounds with my legs a couple of days a week, they aren't, firm as they used to be. That's part of getting older. Okay? We talked about the gray hair. That's part of getting older. Like I said, I don't have a lot of gray hair on my head, but I started growing in my beard a little bit, and it's got gray hair in it. Putting on some pounds. That's another thing I just talked about. I put on a few pounds. Wearing glasses. I never thought in 60 years, 70 years that I'd be wearing glasses. I'm not 60 or 70, but I'm in my late 50s. I've been wearing glasses for a few years, probably seven, eight years now. Now, as you get older, some of us don't see as well, and you go to the doctor, go to the eye doctor, and now you need assistance. Your eyes need assistance to see clearly. So now I wear glasses, eyeglasses. Okay, that's part of getting older, guys. You're going to get older. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. You also, the body just doesn't look the same. I'm not saying that you don't like your body or you don't like the way your body looks. But it doesn't look the same. That's part of getting older. But it's all good. It's all good. Because life changes. Life goes through stages. You go through stages of life. Life is stages. Okay? I used to tell my daughter all the time when they were in college, I said, you know, you worry about going off to college and, you know, both my daughters went off to college and they were worried about leaving their friends behind. But, you know, I told them, you're gonna go off to school, you're gonna meet new friends. You're going to see people, they're going to see you, y'all going to connect eyes, and next thing you know, you're talking a little bit, and now you got a buddy, and then that buddy has buddies. So you started to develop new relationships, relationships that you didn't think you were going to develop, but you developed new relationships. So you go from elementary school to high school. Well, nowadays you got to go to middle school and then high school. You develop new friends when you go, I mean, you develop new friends as soon as you go to elementary school. Kindergarten, you find new friends. And then you go through elementary school, you graduate from elementary school, you go to middle school, you find new friends. You'd be like, I go on Facebook every now and then. And as I'm going through Facebook now, I see people ask me to be friends. And, hey, I went to high school with that guy or that girl. Then you go from high school to college. You go from high school to college, that's another phase in life. And you grab a hold of some friends in college. Then you go from college into the working world. Right? You go into this office or warehouse or restaurant or hotel, whatever you're gonna do after college. Now you go into a workplace. Now in the workplace, you got new friends. And that's how the friendships develop. Over the years, you go here to here to here to here, and then you'll find a couple of those friends who stick with you. But at the same time, what's happening? You're getting older. To happen, whether you like it or not. Now, some people don't get older because, hate to say it, but they don't make it. They pass on. They transition to the next life. But a lot of people do make it, do go on, and do get older, and do get to be 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, even 100 years old. I think I want to get to be 100 years old, okay? Because at 100 years old or 90 years old, man, you've lost so many people. And that's part of getting old. Sorry, guys, but when I start to think of people that I've lost, that number one person comes to mind is my mom. And you know, I was so in love with her that, you know, still today, right now, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but, man, it's still tough on me 17 years later. Still, you know, people say, I remember I saw the other day on Instagram where they were talking to 50 Cent. They asked 50 Cent, they say, man, you become a nice actor. He was doing a radio piece, and they asked him, can you cry on the dime? Can you cry at the drop of the hat? A great actor can cry. I mean, bring tears at the drop of a hat. And you know how these actors bring tears at the drop of a hat? They think back to a situation or an event that saddened them to the point where they cried. When my mom passed, that saddened me to a point where I cried. And still today, when I talk about her in a different light as far as being dead and gone, it saddens me to a point that brings tears to my eyes. Have my voice trembles. And it's okay. Part of getting older. So we talked about the gray hair. We talked about the putting on some pounds. Okay? That's part of getting older. We talked about wearing glasses. Part of getting older. And we talked about the body just doesn't look the same. That's part of getting older. Physically, getting older, you're going to see that change. But you know what else comes with getting older? Again, it's sadness. Sometimes you may run into some type of trauma. You know, you may cut yourself so deep or so bad that you have to go to the hospital and they have to give you, you know, shoot you up with something and, you know, stitch you up and all this stuff or break your arm, anything. That's trauma to the body. That's part of getting older. You know, but another part of getting older is paying bills. Paying bills. That's part of getting older. I never thought that when I was coming up, I'd have to pay bills. I just didn't think about that. Mom took care of all that. All I had to do was go to school, come home, eat, go to sleep, get up, go to school. Right? I didn't think that one day I would have to go to work and pay bills. Guess it's the naivety in me, but I didn't think I'd have to ever get up and go to work. Pay bills, getting older. Family, having your own family. I decided with my wife that after a few years of us, you know, having fun together, just her and I having fun together, doing things and traveling to the beach and having fun and running here and running there and doing this and doing that. And then as we got older, we paused and said, oh, we want to have a kid. So we did. We started a family. That's part of getting older. Now you got to pay the bills and take care of your family, put food on the table and all this stuff. And then you raise your kids and you put them in and daycare or whatever, and then now they got to go to school. Now you got to get them to school every day, and it's now next thing you know they're going to elementary school. Now you got to get them to elementary school. Now you got to have someone to come pick them up. Now you got to. That's part of getting older. And then it starts to run into each other. Well, you say, oh man, I know you guys did this too. You said, oh man, there's enough time in the day to get everything done that I need to get done. That's part of getting older. And as you get your kids up and you start and they get into high school now, daddy, I want a car. And I bought my daughter a car so she could take off and go to school. And you know, the worry that you have when your kids start to drive and then they get their own car and now they're out there on their own and now they leave and say, hey, Dad, I'll be back in a little bit. I'm going over to such and such's house. Or I'm leaving, I'm going to leave Sunday, go back to school. Head back to school so I can be there for Monday morning classes. And on Sunday, they headed back to school. You worried like hell. Because your kids out there by themselves driving back to school. And, of course, you don't want anything to happen to them. But those things cross your mind. They go through your mind all the time. That's part of getting older. When I was in college, my soon-to-be wife from after college was at a college a couple hours away from me. So I'd come home on the weekend, get my mom's car, and drive to see my girlfriend. And I wasn't worried, but I know my mom was worried that I was out there. That's part of getting older. When you look back at it, your parents did the same thing. They grew up, they went to elementary school, they went to high school, some of them went to college, come on out and start to find your spouse, and now you're getting married, now you're having a kid, and now you're having another kid, now you're having another kid. Then you raise those kids, and they go to school, and next thing they in college, and next thing they got cars. That's life. Understand that, guys. That's life. Part of getting older. It's part of the gray hair. It's part of the putting on weight. It's part of having to pay bills. Somebody said the other day, it's part of wearing glasses. It's part of your body just doesn't look the same. And again, one of the guys at work the other day, younger fella, said that, man, I had about six cars. That's it. Six cars. Man, I probably had five Volkswagen Beetles myself. Got one right now. The Volkswagen Beetle. I've had a few Beetles. I had a Karmann Ghia. That's a Volkswagen as well. Some of you may not know. Man, I've probably had 20-something, 30 cars in my lifetime. That's part of getting older. Okay? And I remember I bought this. I went through a little time right there where I was just buying cars. And I remember I bought some of you don't know, I bought a 280Z, two-seater, five-speed. It was orange. Man, that thing was so fast, it scared the hell out of me. I ended up getting rid of that thing. Because it was just, I didn't like how fast it was. Some of you guys, I know you're joining me from out of town, but I used to drive from this, I drove from this town called LaGrange here in Georgia to Atlanta. It's south of Atlanta, probably about 45 minutes before you start getting into the city limits of Atlanta. One night I came from LaGrange to Atlanta in about 18 minutes. 18 minutes. I was pushing this little Honda Accord up the road. My sister-in-law's husband had a Honda Accord, and he was pushing me up the road thinking that he could stand with this 280Z. And I'd smoke him, then I'd slow down, let him catch up. I'd smoke him again, then slow down, let him catch up. We came from LaGrange to Atlanta in about 18 minutes. I left one night. We were playing basketball at a gym one night, and me and my buddy, he used to come to the house, and he'd ride with me to the basketball to play basketball. And we'd ride in that 280, man, and we came out the parking lot one night, and we were just booking. I mean, it was a 5-speed, so I could hit it hard, right? We came from the gym to my house, which should have, you know, normally it would take about a half hour, maybe a little less. But I was at home in about 10 minutes. Scared him, scared me, but I had to get rid of that car. But that's part of getting older. I had that car. I don't know what the car I went into next. I think it was the new Hyundai, when the Hyundais. But I have no idea how many cars I've had, or we have had, my wife and I. So that's part of getting older. Okay? Call in number to the show, 516-531-9483. Call. Let's talk. Just press the number one on your keyboard and tell me what's another thing for you as far as getting older, because I know that that's not all of it, but that's some things that I feel like part of me getting older. But not only getting older, your body started to change, and you know, your lifestyle changes, and You you have to wear glasses. Now you're starting to see gray hair and yada, 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 yada. But another thing comes with getting older is wisdom. You start to grab hold of wisdom. Start to remember things that your parents taught you that was, man, unbelievably wise. And I know my mom used to say things that I guess I heard them, but I didn't hear them at the time. You know, when you're younger, you think you're invincible. Think you'll never die. But now you get older, man, I don't know about you, but I've had a feeling before where I thought that, hell, This might be my last day. Is this my last day? Of course it wasn't, but that goes through your mind. Part of getting older. Where I would have thought when I was in my 20s or even my 30s that, pass. And it will. But, you know, I also thought that my granddad would never pass on. Because when you were coming up, you really didn't know death. You heard about somebody dying, but But you really didn't know. You didn't know death until somebody right next to you died and transitioned on to the next life. My grandma and my granddad was such tremendous people that I didn't want them to ever leave. I didn't want them to ever die. Of course, we all have to, but I didn't want them to. Death, people dying around you, people close to you dying, that's also part of getting older. one of my great friends growing up, when we went to elementary school together, and again back in those times we didn't have a middle school. We went from elementary school to high school. He also went to high school with me. I'll never forget him probably. His name was Cedric Dukes. Dukes was one of my best friends in the elementary school and high school. Lived right around the corner from me. I used to go to his house. He'd come to my house. We'd do so much together. He ended up getting a car at an early age. We were in high school. Got killed in a car wreck in high school. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. And, you know, he was one of these guys, we used to call him Rabbit, because he was, you know, he was fast. He could run. I used to always tell him that, you know, man, you need to run track. You need to run track. But that isn't what he wanted to do. You know, he had this, he was like, who can I say? He was like, you know, he was like a race car driver. He wanted to, he liked that fast. He liked it fast. And when he got his car, man, I remember we'd ride together every now and then. And he just, everywhere, you know, he wanted to share that he had a car that he could make the tires screech. And he died in a car wreck when we were in high school. Never forget. Okay? And, again, that broke my heart. But that's part of getting older. You lose people. You lose your grandma, your granddad, your mom, your dad. A lot of you guys still may have your grandma, your granddad, your mom, your dad. Or you may have your mom, you may have your dad, you may not have your mom and dad, you may have your grandma, whatever. But that's a part of getting older. And getting older, to me, is not a bad thing. Getting older, to me, is not a bad thing. But I really don't want to get older, because as you get older, you get closer to transitioning to another life. I don't want to leave my family. That's all I'm scared of, is leaving my family. And because of that, I try to scale back things that I do. I don't do some of the things that I did in college or even high school. Okay? The younger people, they feel like they're invincible. 516-531-9483. But you know, when you also look back at, you know, in the younger days, man, I had it so good. Again, when I was growing up, I had the access to cars. I had access to my mom's car. I had access to my dad's car. I had transportation. I had a motorcycle. And then I ended up, after the motorcycle, I got my own car. So high school, I had a motorcycle, got my own car. In college, and again, I've had a thousand cars. Not a thousand literally, but I've had a lot of cars. That's part of getting older. And again, our bodies don't look the same. I sort of feel the same, but I don't feel the same. And I told you guys I used to play basketball a couple of times a week. I feel like I can still play, but I hadn't played. And if I play now, I'll kill myself. Not literally kill myself, but, man, my feet will be hurting. My knees will be hurting. Of course, the legs hurting because the muscles are like, Frank, what the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing out here on this basketball court, dude? We hadn't done this in years. What are you trying to do to me? But that's part of getting older. Now you have to supposedly we can get on this choppers. Now you're going to the dentist every 6 months. That's their plan to get your money. And then the next thing you know, they show you the x-rays. You got a tooth right here that needs filling. Now you feel it. Then you go in the next time and you say, that filling came out. We gotta refill it. Right? You got to refill it. And then now that you get in your, for me, when I got to be 50 years old, they were like, you need to go through a colonoscopy so they can look in your intestines and see if they can find something in there that's going to prevent you from being sick. Now you did it that day. Now you got to come back in 5 years and do it again. You need to do it every 5 years. That's part of getting older. You know, I never thought I'd take any type of medication. I don't like taking medication and putting drugs in my body. But supposedly they scare you by saying African Americans have a higher risk of hypertension, which is high blood pressure. Now they want to put you on high blood pressure pills. Then they give you all these tests and say, hey, you need you can lower your cholesterol in where it should be. We're going to put you on this cholesterol. I'm not saying I'm on all this stuff, but I'm saying that a lot of people are. Okay? And, you know, so think about this. Someone told me, and I'll get to my caller. I have a caller. So I'll get to my caller in just a second. Hang on, guys. Someone said that men, average lifespan of a man is 75 years old, I believe, or something. Well, maybe not 75 or 72 or something. But you're looking at 75,000 days of living. Think about how old you are right now. You multiply that by 365. Where are you? Isn't that scary? Isn't that scary? Now, some live longer, some live less, but, you know, that's about average. Right? Think about it, guys. Have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Smokey!
What's going on, baby?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. I'm just listening to you, and you hit a nerve when you went to the dentist.
Talk to me.
Man, I went a few years ago. It came out, I had to have like 6 teeth removed. Them lies you tell us, you can pick two. Pick two of them and take them out. You ain't taking no 6 out at one time.
6.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, but it's like you say, man, they really want to strain you out on this medication. When the basic thing to being healthy is your diet and the exercise. that take care of a whole lot of stuff right there.
Whole lot. But you know, like I said, when you know, you get older, I'm just gonna say it. You start eating shit that you don't that you shouldn't eat. You're not exercising the way you should. All that, man. Because I'm like, hey, you know, my daughter and her boyfriend, they go and play basketball sometime. And they say, Dad, why don't you come play with us for a little while? Oh, hell no. I didn't even have a pair of basketball shoes till about a year ago. I bought another pair. I hadn't had a pair of shoes in years. And I bought a pair of shoes just for them. I went one time to the gym with them. It was okay as far as my body, but, man, that next day, was rough.
It's murder. It's murder, man. I played with my nephews about a decade ago. That's how long it's been for me. And, man, I had to take 3 days off. I seriously had to take 3 days off before I can go back to work. I said, no more.
Yeah.
Never again.
No,
I don't think I play more in cards and dominoes.
That's it. Yeah, we play cards, but, man, I tell you that, you know, somebody, the guy asked me at work about playing basketball. I said, man, I don't even, that was before I bought my pair of shoes, but I was like, I don't even own a damn pair of basketball shoes now. All my shoes gone. I used to have tons of shoes, but I don't have any. I got rid of them shoes. I stopped playing, man. I don't play anymore.
Now, I play with the wife, you know, that's about as vigorous a sport I'm going to get.
Yeah, that's it. But we talked about, you know, I know you just kind of got up on the show, but man, we talked about getting older and getting, you know, you start seeing gray hair. You know, some people have to wear glasses. You put on pounds. You know, your stomach start getting big and start putting on pounds, and it just don't look the same.
It don't, man. Your stomach started getting big, and right below that started looking smaller. You can't see it. You can't see as much of it as you used to.
Oh, boy, you say it, man. Yeah. Hey, that's, you know, things, you know, everything changed, man.
Yeah, everything wears out. You know, that's just life.
That's just life, man. That's just life and the way it is. Hey, Smoke, I appreciate you calling, man. I got a couple of more minutes left in the show. Let me close out. Hey, hopefully I'm trying to do a show tomorrow, Free Fall Friday. So hopefully you can get in there tomorrow. I'm gonna try to run this thing at 12 every day since I got a set work thing now. So try to run this thing about 12 every day that I can, and we're gonna jump into Free Fall Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be ready for that if I got something I want to say.
Hi, buddy. All right, I'll be back tomorrow at 12, all right?
All right, I'll be looking for you.
All right. So again, guys, and Smokey, you know, I'm gonna tell you a little history on Smokey. Smokey's one of my guys. We went to elementary school and high school together. Smokey was one of my friends that lived in my neighborhood. Hadn't seen him. I know I hadn't seen Smokey in 40 years. Probably maybe less than 40, but yeah, but probably at least let's see, we've been out of school 82, at least been 35
at least
since I since I seen Smokey. But, you know, hey, when I knew who he was, I, you know, everything reverted back to the last time I saw him. And it's all good. But, hey, guys, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show today. Thanks a lot, and hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. I know it's a lot. I got a lot more people up on the show, and didn't really get to everybody. And I know some of you guys may have wanted to say something, but I'm running out of time. We will be back tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow for a Free Fall Friday. I have a 2 o'clock doctor's appointment today, so I got to get to that. That's another thing, getting older. Damn doctor's appointments. But, you know, once you go and they say, hey, Frank, you good, yada, yada, I feel better. I do feel better mentally when that happens. But, hey, it's something you got to do. It's something you got to go through. It's called getting older. Hey guys, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Blow that whistle, y'all. This is one of my favorites. Come on. Short. You know they can't play on my court.